I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 9th. The former owner of Success Real Estate, the now defunct company, is one step closer to being returned to Massachusetts to face criminal charges after waiving a hearing in Florida. Realtor Stephen Webster was indicted by a grand jury on September 12th for one count of fiduciary embezzlement, one count of larceny over $1,200 by a single scheme, witness intimidation, and publishing a false financial statement. He was arrested in Palm Beach County, Florida on September 30th without incident and remains in custody at the Palm Beach County Jail. Court records show that he waived his right to an extradition hearing on Tuesday and agreed to be returned to Massachusetts to face the charges. The court submitted a request to the office of Florida's governor. In January, 13 real estate agents sued Success Real Estate, accusing Webster of embezzlement after he suddenly and without warning announced the closure of the business on December 14, 2024. According to the lawsuits, each of the agents was issued commission checks that bounced when they went to deposit their earnings. The lawsuits also allege that seven of the real estate agents are owed over $105,000 for commission checks dated between December 2nd and December 9th of last year. All of the money was supposed to be in an escrow account. Spokesperson for the Plymouth County DA's office says Webster is due in court in Palm Beach next Tuesday. After that, the courts will begin the rendition process to bring him back to Massachusetts. Governor Healey issued a stern warning yesterday to anyone participating in illegal car meetups or drag racing in Massachusetts after large groups recently terrorized the streets in at least four communities. During a news conference at the State House, Healey announced that she's directed the state police to provide resources to local police departments to identify, apprehend, and punish perpetrators of large-scale vehicle takeovers. Harsh punishment awaits anyone who takes part in car meetups or drag racing, according to the governor. While Healey noted many of the perpetrators are from Massachusetts, she had a message for any out-of-staters thinking about attending meetups in the Bay State: stay away. Police in Boston, Dedham, Middleborough, and Randolph reported illegal meetups involving dozens of vehicles over the weekend. In Boston, a crowd of more than 100 people descended on the intersection of Mass Ave and Tremont Street. Police say that group threw fireworks, traffic cones, poles, and other objects at cruisers, with one cruiser set on fire. Two teenagers from Rhode Island were arrested in connection with the violence that unfolded in Boston. They've since been arraigned on a slew of criminal charges. Healey also revealed yesterday that a meetup in Fall River with a couple of hundred people, including car racing, blocked an ambulance from getting to a call. Healey also asked the public to help the state's crackdown on meetups and street racing. An investigation into the recent car meetups remains ongoing. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents the King Tide Experience today. Participants will stroll along Quincy salt marshes as the tide comes in to flood the marshes on one of the highest tides of the year at almost 12 feet. The tour will be led by Sean McCanty, the River Restoration Director at the Neponset River Watershed Association. The program will explain King Tides and the association's efforts to care for the Neponset River and prepare the watershed for resilience in the face of sea level rise and climate change. Today's tour is about a mile-long walk on sidewalks with a short walk up a dirt path. The free tour begins at noon, and pre-registration is required by emailing Sally Owen, sowen at quincyma.gov. Boston's Long Wharf saw higher-than-average tides yesterday afternoon, thanks to the natural phenomenon referred to generally and unscientifically as King Tides. These higher-than-normal high tides are expected to bring coastal flooding to the city several times this fall. Researchers were on Long Wharf yesterday observing the rising water and answering questions. Members of the Stone Living Lab say king tides are a natural phenomenon compounded by climate change. They say thanks to extensive records, we know that over the last 100 years, the sea level of Boston Harbor has risen between 10 inches to a foot. Taking inspiration from nature, Rebecca Shore says their team is now working with the city and researchers to develop more resilient shorelines. The lab is interested in testing methods to adapt to and live with climate change. Shore encourages neighbors everywhere to join their community conversations on the topic. They offer a self-guided high tide trail that explores the history of Boston's changing coastline. The Dana-Farber Cancer Institute's mammography van will be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today, offering free mammograms. The van will be at the center until 3:15 this afternoon. Pre-registration is required by calling 617-632-1974. Each mammogram takes about 20 minutes. The van is being sponsored by the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Quincy Health Department. Road to Responsibility is hosting their 37th annual Making Lives Better Gala tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at Granite Links in Quincy. The nonprofit based in Marshfield supports individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Journalists Liam Martin and Jackie Bruno will co-host the event, which will include dinner and an auction. A highlight will be a story celebrating the transformative impact Road to Responsibility has had on individuals over the past 37 years. The event will raise over $306,000 for the organization, which surpasses their $300,000 goal. The Quincy Police Department has announced that Cops in the Parks has been extended thanks to a grant from the Executive Office of Public Safety's Shannon Community Safety Initiative. Cops in the Parks will be held Tuesdays and Thursdays through October 23rd, weather permitting, from 4 to 8 p.m. at Lingo's Park in Germantown, and all are welcome to attend. Joan Bennett Kennedy, the former wife of the late U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy, has died at the age of 89. She passed away peacefully in her sleep at her home in Boston yesterday, according to her family. Kennedy was married to Ted Kennedy for 24 years and was the mother to his three children, Kara, Ted Jr., and Patrick. She was a model and a classically trained pianist when she married Kennedy in 1958. Their lives would change over the next decade and a half. Brother-in-law John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960 and assassinated 3 years later. Brother-in-law Robert F. Kennedy served as Attorney General under JFK, was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1964, and assassinated while seeking the presidency. Her husband was elected to the U.S. Senate and became among the country's most respected legislators despite initial misgivings that he was capitalizing on his family connections. But Ted Kennedy also lived through scandals of his own making. In 1969, the car he was driving plunged off a bridge on Chappaquiddick Island, killing his young female passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne. Kennedy stood by her husband through that scandal, but their estrangement was nearly impossible to hide by the time of his unsuccessful effort to defeat President Jimmy Carter in the 1980 Democratic primaries. They had been separated by then and would later divorce. She was also an advocate for mental health and addiction services and became one of the first prominent women in America to publicly acknowledge her struggles with alcoholism and depression, which she felt helped to tackle the taboo of addiction in the 1970s. Kennedy is survived by two children, Ted Kennedy Jr. and former Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy, along with nine grandchildren, one great-grandchild, over 30 nieces and nephews, and a sister. Her daughter, Kara, died in 2011. The schedule for calling hours and the date and time of the funeral ceremony have yet to be announced, but will be available on the website of the Carr Funeral Home. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down a point. The NASDAQ rose 255, and the S&P is up 39. Asian stocks mostly higher after U.S. stocks hit records again. Following a brief stumble, the dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $62 a barrel. And sports, Bruins win their season opener last night in Washington against the Capitals, 3-1. And they welcome the Blackhawks to the Garden tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool with a high of 57 degrees. For tonight, there is a frost warning in effect. Temperatures tonight will dip into the low 30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a bit warmer, high of 62. Saturday, partly sunny, and a high of 66. Looks like some rain moving in for Sunday with a high of 63. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet. Winds northerly, 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25. Will be diminishing throughout the day, but a small craft advisory remains in effect. High tide, 1:26 p.m. Sunrise, 6:50. Sets at 6:11. On traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 9th.